This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, today I want to put out fires all day long. But you probably know what a day like that feels like. I'm talking about those days when you wake up wanting to make meaningful progress on your goals, but end up being pulled in every direction but the one you want to be going towards instead. So what do you do when that happens? What do you do when you end up getting bogged down by the demands and distractions of others? What do you do when one buzz, bing, or notification leads to another, and before you know it, the day's done and you're totally drained? What do you do when you've worked hard all day long, but for some reason, still feel like you haven't really done anything meaningful? If you're not sure, well, first of all, it's not your fault. They don't teach us how to be intentional in grade school, but if you're ready to start being more intentional about each of your days, being more focused and productive, let me introduce you to a simple habit that can help you. I call it the daily design. It takes less than 5 minutes a day, but can provide you with just enough intention, inspiration, and structure to focus on doing meaningful work, on moving the needle on the things that matter most to you each and every day. Here's what it is. A daily design is basically a handwritten statement. Every morning, you do it every single morning about how you'd like your day to go. It's done first thing every morning, immediately upon rising, and it's written in the past tense, meaning you write down how you want your day to go, but you write it down as if you had already done it all, as if everything had already happened. So for example, here's my daily design from yesterday. Today, I woke up with incredible energy and had a phenomenal workout. I deadlifted 275 for 6 reps. And then at work, I'm grateful to have recorded and published a powerful podcast episode. I interviewed 4 great candidates for the new marketing position that I'm looking to fill between 3 of my companies. I found a phenomenal person for the job. Think she's going to be productive. She'll be honest and organized. I really connected with my wife today. We had a fun and positive conversation over family dinner, along with our daughter, Nora, who actually stayed in her seat the whole time. We ended our day with a nice walk before going to bed at 9 p.m. Now, as you just heard in this example I gave you, I wrote mine out as just one long paragraph, jumping from one topic straight to the next. Now, I left out some stuff on this particular daily design, but I wrote what mattered most to me on that particular day. To give you another example, here's another recent daily design that I did. Today will be a phenomenal day. Writing day, writing day, writing day. And then I said, I'll be focused and I'll be productive all day long. I'll work without distractions and will write with prolific intensity. I don't even know if that's really a phrase, but that's what I wrote. And so that's a different style of a daily design. And, you know, my own daily designs are filled with run-on sentences. Sometimes they're incoherent and nonsensical to everyone but me. But the thing is, the thing that really matters here is that the daily designs make sense to me. And they put me in a positive, productive state of mind first thing in the morning, immediately upon rising, rather than giving in to the demands and distractions that are coming my way constantly. I start my day with intention. And that's what this does for you. This entire exercise of doing your daily design is about designing your day, your way, not anybody else's. So you're free to write your own daily designs if you do this however you see fit. So keep that in mind. Now, here's why this whole thing is so powerful, by the way. The reason why a daily design is so powerful is because it forces you to finish your day before it starts. It puts you in the driver's seat of your own day, which is right where you belong, right? It gives you a brief moment to think about your day. It puts you in control, and it allows you to decide what you want to accomplish on any given day rather than letting someone else decide for you. So if you don't want to complain today, write that down. You want to stay focused and productive all day long? Hey, write that down. You want to make sure you crush that presentation you've got at noon today? Write it down in your daily design. So here's how it works. Every morning, you get up and you quickly jot down how you want your day to go. You can be as specific as you want. You can write it down in whichever way you want. All that matters is this. You begin your day by design, by intentionally thinking about and writing down how you'd like your day to go. So here's some tips to get you started. First and foremost, of course, you need a notebook or a journal. You want to grab something, ideally, that feels nice to use and is enjoyable to write in. At least for me, that's important, because I'm more likely to use it if the tactical experience of writing brings me joy. So I like the feeling of, you know, holding my favorite pen and feeling it glide atop this buttery smooth paper that I'm using in my notebook. Brings me joy. So that might be an idea you want to implement. Get yourself a nice journal or a notebook and, you know, use it. Now, you know, my handwriting's not as pretty as I'd like it to be, by the way, but I do like to use good tools. My tools are on point. So that's the first tip. Get some nice tools if you can and enjoy the process of doing this every single morning. Make it a ritual. So each morning, the next thing to keep in mind is this. Every single morning, immediately upon rising, write down how you want your day to go. And it helps to keep your journal, by the way, or your notebook right on your bedside table. Give it that spot so you've got an anchor to remind you, a prompt to remind you upon rising every morning to do it, to start your day by design. Next thing to keep in mind, write your daily design as if it's already happened. Like I mentioned a moment ago, you know, I had an awesome meeting. I generated X amount of revenue today. I was laser focused all day. I'm grateful for having made time to connect with my family today, and so on and so on and so forth. You get the idea. Write things as if they had already happened. Obviously they haven't, but it brings focus to your day. It keeps your mind and your awareness on what you want and what you want to achieve, what you want to feel like, what you want your day to be like. Next point, make it as long or as short as you want. You can write the daily design as one long paragraph, you can write it as a bullet style list, or you can write it as a number checklist with little empty boxes next to anything that's actionable, checking things off as you move about your day. And you can be as detailed as you want, you can zoom in, zoom out, whatever you want. Experiment until you find what works for you. But again, what matters most is that you write what you want your day to look like. Design your day. Experiment until you hit your stride with whichever style you want to write it in, but keep those basics in mind. Next, doesn't have to be actionable. You can write about just how you'd like to feel today, right? You can write about how you don't want to feel today. You can write about what you want or what you don't want, or both. You can say, today I do not want to argue with my wife. Today I do not want to feel sad. Today I want to be in a great mood. Today I want to be focused. Today I want to be inspired. Today I want some great ideas to come to me. Right? You can do that. You can just write about your feelings, how you want to feel all day long. Or you can write about outcomes. It's whatever style works for you is the key here for your daily design. It's about what you want your day to look like and feel like. And next, an important note here, by the way, to keep in mind, obviously, things are not always going to go the way that you wrote them out in your daily design. Don't let that discourage you. The purpose here is to bring your awareness, your attention and your actions together in such a way that you stay focused on what you want to occur over the upcoming day. Now, finally, an important note to keep in mind here is this. Things are not always going to go the way that you wrote them out in your daily design, and that's all good. Don't let that discourage you. The purpose here is to bring your awareness, attention, and actions together in such a way that you stay focused on what you want to occur over the upcoming day. It's about creating structure for your day, not being rigid. You can still remain flexible, but use this as a guide. You wake up first thing, you know what you want, you write that down, or you think about what you want your day to look like, and you write that down in your daily design. That stays in the back of your mind all day long. You've written it down. You can keep it with you if you want, or you can just close the notebook as soon as you're done, and that's also enough. So keep that in mind. Now, another thing to remember is about the stuff that prevents you from designing a fulfilling day, right? If the first thing you do every day is open your email, you're giving in to the demands of others. If the first thing you do every day is log in your favorite social media app, you're giving in to the demands of others. If the first thing you do every day is respond to text messages or return phone calls as soon as you wake up, you are giving in to the demands of others rather than getting your mind right, in the right state of mind to design what you want to occur on any given day. This is what I want today. This is my daily design. Start with what matters most to you. Begin your day with intention, with meaning, with what matters to you. Starting your day by first thing flipping your phone and looking at what messages you got or who's doing what on social media, I mean, that's not going to contribute directly to the quality of your life. If anything, it'll make you feel like crap, right? So those kind of behaviors are going to cost you. They're going to cost you your dreams. They're going to cost you your ambitions. They're going to cost you your productivity. Now, each of them has their place, of course, right? But it's not first thing in the morning. Save that for later. Save that for when you don't need to draw upon your creative faculties because you're freshest within the first couple of hours after you wake up in the morning. That's when you want to get your most important stuff done, your most important thinking done, your creative ambitions done. That's when you want to work on stuff that matters. So you have the most energy, most creative capability, most willpower first thing within the first couple hours of waking up in the morning. Use that time. Use it productively to focus on what matters rather than what doesn't. So, three things to keep in mind. Decrease the demands and distractions of your day by starting every morning with a daily design. Number one, get yourself a notebook that you can dedicate to your daily designs or create a separate section in your current notebook if you're using one. Number two, each morning, immediately upon rising, simply write down what you want to happen. You can write how you'd like to feel and perform over the upcoming day or who you want to see, what you want to do, the outcomes. You can list out the desired outcomes of the goals, projects, or tasks you've got decked up for the day. Whatever matters to you goes in your daily design. And it doesn't have to take long. Take you 5 minutes or less. Just jot it down real quick. Do it as a list. Do it as a paragraph. Do it in whatever way you want. But make sure you write that down every single morning immediately upon rising. Create that daily design. Write it in the past tense as well. And then finally, number three, run a 30-day trial for yourself. Commit to writing your daily design each morning for a month. See if it helps you. If it works, wonderful. Keep it up. If it doesn't, well, now you know I'm full of shit. Go out there every single day. Live like you give a damn. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.